While major airline carriers scramble to meet new security requirements by today's deadline, some small airlines have been matching bags to passengers since last year. And that's not the only area in which small carriers have beaten out their bigger counterparts since September 11th. Some smaller airlines have been adding flights and hiring new crews while the majors have cut back. They are even posting profits. The majors hemorrhage billions. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
In the airline business, being small is almost a recipe for failure. All the advantages go to size. The big airlines get the best routes, the highest fares, and they use their muscle to keep small competitors out of busy hubs. But since September 11, small niche airlines have been showing off some of their assets. Within weeks of the terrorist hijackings, JetBlue, the two-year-old startup based at JFK Airport, bulletproofed its cockpit doors and installed titanium locks on them. That was more than any of the big airlines did. David Neeleman is JetBlue's CEO.
You know, we were in New York, so we were uncertain about would we be disproportionately affected compared to other airlines because we had such a large presence here. So we really focused on making sure that our customers not only were safe, but felt safe. They needed to know that our whole mode of operation had changed as respect to hijackers.
In November, without fanfare, JetBlue began matching bags with passengers. Frontier Airlines also started the practice last year. Being small also made it easier to respond when traffic dropped after September 11, says Sean Menke, vice president of marketing and planning at Frontier, which operates in the shadow of United Airlines in Denver.
We do not have a very complex network like United does. So when we're trying to right-size the carrier, we really just have to focus in on Denver, where a carrier like United or American has the whole world because that, in essence, that's where their route network goes.
Richard Gritta, professor of transportation and business at the University of Portland in Portland, Oregon, says smallness isn't the only reason why Frontier, JetBlue, and others are doing well despite the recession in September 11. There's another reason, he says, that goes to the core of their strategy. It's their low costs.
The lower your costs are, the more you can tolerate shocks to the system.
Here's the arithmetic that explains Gritta's statement. JetBlue spends less than 7 cents for each mile a passenger flies on its new Airbus planes, assuming every seat is occupied. The big airlines, except for Southwest, on whom JetBlue is modeled, spend 10 to 12 cents, partly because their aging fleets are more expensive to run and maintain. Multiplied over millions of miles, JetBlue and other small airlines have a huge cost advantage. Moreover, low fares have continued to draw travelers to small airlines in the aftermath of September 11. JetBlue, Frontier, and AirTran have restored many of the flights they cut after the attacks. They've even picked up some of the routes that big airlines have dropped. When US Air pulled a plug on its low-fare Metrojet subsidiary last fall, AirTran added flights from Baltimore to several cities, and JetBlue added flights from Dulles Airport outside Washington to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Again, JetBlue CEO David Neeleman.
We're flying two flights a day now for, really good fares. I think it was $79 each way. I think we have a sale going on now even for $59, and it's doing well, and our planes are filling up, so we're happy to be there.
Richard Gritta says small airlines are also doing well because they aren't debt hogs like the majors.
The vast majority of the air transport industry is highly leveraged. That is, they have tremendous amounts of debt on their balance sheet. And so they have huge interest costs, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Those payments have to be made even in bad times and help explain why the majors are posting huge losses, Gritta says, while JetBlue and Frontier, for example, are posting profits or at least breaking even. Gritta says because small airlines don't carry that kind of debt.
When there's a boom, they don't appear to do quite as well as the other guys. But when there's a problem, they don't crash and burn.
Far from it. Between them, JetBlue, Frontier, and AirTran will buy or lease close to 36 new planes this year as they press ahead with their expansion plans. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.